Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Now, yesterday on the program, we were learning about an announcement in which we learned that a factory was being shut down. Now, This was not the fault of the workers. It wasn't even really the fault of people at this particular factory.
That's right.
It all had to do with something that happened across the sea, overseas in Japan.
Yeah, we were looking at an American car factory, but they were having problems because their Japanese supplier, who made some of the car parts they needed, had suffered an earthquake in Japan, and it had damaged the Japanese factory. They couldn't deliver the parts, and because this is all connected in a big chain, a supply chain, the company in America couldn't make the cars. I mean, you know, how can you bake a cake if you can't get eggs, for example, or sugar? Well, imagine the American car factory. It can't put together the finished car without the wheels or the seats or the windows that the Japanese company was making, so the workers were basically left without a job, hopefully for a short period of time until the Japanese factory gets back on track. But the workers were really left with a lot of questions and mystery about, well, how are they going to make money in the future?
That's right. They were placed on leave without pay.
Mm.
And today we're going to be looking at an email from the Japanese side of things. Somebody sending an email to the American factory. And let's find out what happens. Let's read through that email right now.
Fingers crossed it's good news.
Reading.
Dear Mr. Smith, the reason I'm sending this letter is to apologize. As you may have seen in the news, there was a terrible earthquake recently here in Sendai, Japan. During the earthquake, our automobile parts factory was damaged heavily. Because of this, we cannot produce any of the products we normally supply you with. Unfortunately, we do not know how long it will take to fix the assembly line at our factory. Currently, the assembly line is being looked at by engineers. It will take several days for them to decide what we must do next. We will then take what they say to our insurance company. This process could take another week to complete. Once that is done, we will begin work on repairing our factory. Since our business partnership is so strong, we invite you to come to Japan and visit the factory. During your time here, we could further discuss our product line and future cooperation. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon. Yours in service, Akira Yamada, Kurokawa Automobile Manufacturing, Inc., Sendai, Japan.
All right, let's start reading through this email right now. It starts off by saying, Dear Mr. Smith, The reason I'm sending this letter is to apologize.
Oh.
Yes, if you apologize, you say that you are sorry, that you regret something that has happened or something that you have done that was wrong or that perhaps hurt somebody in some way or caused them some sort of personal, emotional, or physical damage in some way. So this is from, as we saw, Akira Yamada. So that's somebody from the Japanese side of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Sending it to Adam Smith or Mr. Smith to apologize for this situation that has seen the American factory shut down.
That's right. Mr. Smith, of course, was hoping for good news from Mr. Yamada. So when Mr. Yamada begins the letter by apologizing, that's not looking very good for Mr. Smith and his American factory. Mr. Yamada continues and says, as you may have seen in the news, there was a terrible earthquake recently here in Sendai, Japan. During the earthquake, our automobile parts factory was damaged heavily. All right, so this is sort of the news that we covered last time. Yeah, this big earthquake damaged many places in Japan, of course, not just this car factory or this car part factory, but many towns, cities, homes, houses, buildings, and other things like that. And during the earthquake, like the automobile parts factory was damaged. An automobile is basically a car. That's all it is. It's just a fancy, slightly old-fashioned name for a car. You might call a car an auto sometimes. People use the first four letters as well. But basically, it's a car, so automobile parts are car parts.
That's right. Automobile can be a car, a truck, an SUV, anything on four wheels, basically, that you drive can be an automobile. And that's what they were making, automobile parts at the factory, at least until it was damaged.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Yamada goes on to say, because of this, we cannot produce any of the products we normally supply you with. To produce simply means to make, so that's what they were doing. They were producing or making these products, that's the things that they make in the factory, and they cannot supply them with those parts anymore. Unfortunately, we do not know how long it will take to fix the assembly line at our factory. Remember, we learned what an assembly line is yesterday. It's simply the different stations at the factory where different parts are made. And often things will move along an assembly line. For example, if we are talking about a car factory, at one station they will put on the wheels, and the car will move along to the next station where they will put on the doors. It will move along again to another station, they will put on the windows, and so on and so on. You are attaching different parts to something that is slowly becoming complete, in other words. So they have to fix the assembly line at the Japanese factory to make the parts that they are making. So we know that it was damaged, and it's going to take some time. They don't know exactly how long to fix the assembly line.
And he continues, currently, Mr. Yamada says in the letter, the assembly line is being looked at by engineers. Of course, Mr. Yamada is also losing money in his factory because the assembly line is shut down, so he's brought in some engineers to look at it. When you look at something in this way, you're not just standing there using your eyes to see the assembly line going, hey, look, there's an assembly line. Yeah, it looks broken. Yep, that's about it. No, of course, they're looking at it in a more detailed way. You might, you know, say, I'm going to have a doctor. I'm going to have my dentist look at my tooth. Again, they won't just look at your tooth. They'll try to find out what's wrong with it, and then hopefully they'll try to fix it as well. So when we have specialist people looking at things that are broken or not working properly, it means we're calling them in to find out the problem, and then, of course, to fix the problem as well. When you have a problem with a machine, well, an engineer might be the person you want to call to look at it. An engineer is a sort of a specialist job where you're trained to know how machines work. Some engineers build machines, design them, some of them fix them, and there's engineers for all types of machines, computer engineers, engineers that work on buildings or trains, airplanes, boats, any kind of machine or large thing that people make will have engineers involved to make sure it's made well, it's made safely, and if it breaks down, they know how to fix it. That's what engineers do.
It goes on to say it will take it takes several days for them, the engineers, to decide what we must do next.
Yeah, so, they want to be careful, I guess.
Yeah, they have to be very careful because in factories you have safety concerns that are very important as well.
Millions of dollars worth of machines.
Exactly,
too.
And you have to make sure all the employees will be safe when they come back to work. These machines, if they break down, it can be very dangerous sometimes. There might be explosions or there might be very heavy equipment involved that you don't want falling down on people or anything of that nature. So they have to take a very careful look at all the problems and then decide what they are going to do next. It says, we will then take what they say to our insurance company. Okay, this is another factor when you have an accident or something that happens that can shut down a factory and there's damage involved. You go to the insurance company. Insurance is something that you buy, something that you pay for, in case there is some sort of disaster that happens, something bad that happens, and then if it does happen, the insurance will hopefully pay for it. People get all kinds of insurance. They get medical insurance, which is you can use if you get sick.
Yep.
If you don't get sick, you will never have to use it. You'll pay for it every month, but you'll never use it. And then hopefully if you get sick, then you can get that money back and get more, actually. People buy home insurance.
Right, in case your house burns down or gets damaged in some way, you'll get some money back to help you buy a new home.
Or in this case, I'm not sure what type of insurance they might
have.
Factory insurance.
That's a real thing.
Something that will protect their equipment. I guess they have maybe some sort of disaster insurance against earthquakes or tsunamis or floods, anything of that nature. Just in case anything gets damaged, they can call up the insurance company and say, this has happened, this is why it happened, and can we have some money now, please?
There you go. Insurance is the kind of thing that you pay for, but you hope you never really need.
Yes.
But if you do need it and you didn't have it, then you'll really be kicking yourself.
Because you'll be in trouble.
Once your house burns down, you can't get insurance on it anymore. So, you know, if you want to be safe, get some insurance for important things in your life. As it goes on, it says, this process, looking at the end assembly line and talking to the insurance company, all of that could take another week to complete. Of course, a lot of things have to be checked out, a lot of different parts of the company and different factors have to be considered. But once that is done, we will begin work on repairing our factory. Also, they'll have to get a lot of money from the insurance company to pay for all of these repairs. And yeah, that'll take some time. But he goes on to say, since our business partnership is so strong, we invite you to come to Japan and visit the factory. Okay, well, he's sort of reaching out to his American partner there in the American factory because they have a strong partnership. Well, when you're partners with something, you basically work together on a job together. You could be partners with your friends. Some people even talk about their husbands and wives as their life partners. Basically, you're like one person. You help each other out in whatever way the other person needs help, you're there to help. And companies will do that. These might be totally different companies. One company doesn't own the other one, but they work together very closely. One place you might see partnerships is when a big movie comes out in the summer, like an X-Men movie. You might see McDonald's selling X-Men cups or toys. Well, McDonald's isn't making the movie. It's not owned by McDonald's, but they're working together with the movie company to sort of advertise and give kids a little bit of a treat. They can go and have a hamburger and get a cup with, Wolverine on it or something. That's a partnership. Those two companies are working together because it's good for both of them to use the other's power.
And Mr. Yamada is probably reaching out to Mr. Smith, telling him to come there so he can see that they're working hard.
Yes, we're not just sitting around and eating sushi and, in our broken factory.
And to see that, the problem is real and he's telling the truth about everything that's going on there.
We're not
there.
Just being lazy.
So it's reaching out from a businessman's perspective, one businessman to another. It says, during your time here, we could further discuss our product line and future cooperation. The product line of a company is just the various things that they sell and that they put out to the public for them to buy. And he's talking about their future cooperation. Cooperation is something that is involved in a partnership. It means that you are working together toward a common goal. So the Japanese factory is making car parts, and the factory in America is making cars. So, of course, they cooperate or they have cooperation between them. It just means that they are working together towards the common goal of making automobiles, which is a word we learned earlier, or cars, trucks, SUVs, things like that. That's what they are cooperating on.
And he finishes his article by saying, we're looking forward to hearing from you soon. When you look forward to doing something, that basically means something will happen in the future and you're excited about it. So Mr. Yamada is excited to get a letter back from Mr. Smith and hear what he feels about it. And then he ends very politely, yours in service, or yours sort of helpfully. I'm here to help in any way possible. And then he signs his name, puts on the name of his company there, Kurokawa Automobile Manufacturing Incorporated, where Sendai, Japan. Manufacturing is making things. That's what factories do. They're in the manufacturing business. Anything that you made, anything that you buy has been manufactured, has been made in a company. And Inc. is short for incorporated. It's basically the sort of legal organization of a business. Sometimes we see company. Sometimes you might see a PLC from a European company.
LT. LTD.
LTD, limited, something like that, and usually these are just shortened. But basically, when you see something like that, Corp, CO, Inc., it's talking about a company.
That's right. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our formal business email from one factory owner or factory employee to another, Mr. Yamada to Mr. Smith. So we've learned what happens or what can happen when a factory is shut down. In this case, due to a disaster.
Mm.
We're almost out of time today. Before we leave you, though, let's go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Today on the program, we have seen one businessman, Mr. Yamada, make an apology, quite a formal, polite
mm-hmm.
apology to the American factory owner, Mr. Smith. So that's what our For You chat is about.
Ah.
Which way do you prefer to apologize to someone, writing or talking to them in person?
Hmm.
I've never heard you apologize.
What?
Well, I don't think you've ever actually done anything worth apologizing for, but...
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
I apologize. Hey.
So you prefer to apologize in person?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You didn't write that down?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I can write it down, though.
You're also Canadian, so we're known for saying I'm sorry a lot.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm
but
sorry.
But I prefer not just apologizing, but communicating by talking.
Yes.
I would much rather talk to someone.
I think it's better to apologize in person. I think it's more personal.
Anything important you want to communicate, I think it's definitely more personal, and it's more sensitive, and you'll do a better job.
It's more meaningful, I think, if somebody if somebody just sends you an email.
Yes.
They could have taken 2 seconds to do that. And
exactly.
They don't have to, like, look you in the eye or
That's
anything.
That's the thing.
So you don't know if they're really sincere.
It's the look in their eye and it's the sound in their voice that will kind of give you the idea.
And the tears.
And the tears. And then the money they offer
the
you
sobbing.
At the end. That's
yes.
right.
Yeah, you need to see that emotion.
That's
In their eyes, in their voice.
You have to see how hard they drop down onto their knees to beg
That's
you.
That's right. I want to see them beg.
But no, I think communication, we've been doing it for millions of years face-to-face, voice-to-voice, and I still think that's the best way to do it.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think if possible, you should apologize in person, especially if it's something very important.
So definitely.
Don't send it in an email. Do it in person if you can.
That's not classy.
You guys can talk about this the way you prefer to apologize, if you prefer to apologize. As for Mike and myself, we're right out of time. So until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Dear Mr. Smith, the reason I'm sending this letter is to apologize. As you may have seen in the news, there was a terrible earthquake recently here in Sendai, Japan. During the earthquake, our automobile parts factory was damaged heavily. Because of this, we cannot produce any of the products we normally supply you with. Unfortunately, we do not know how long it will take to fix the assembly line at our factory. Currently, the assembly line is being looked at by engineers. It will take several days for them to decide what we must do next. We will then take what they say to our insurance company. This process could take another week to complete. Once that is done, we will begin work on repairing our factory. Since our business partnership is so strong, we invite you to come to Japan and visit the factory. During your time here, we could further discuss our product line and future cooperation. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon. Yours in service, Akira Yamada, Kurokawa Automobile Manufacturing, Inc., Sendai, Japan.
Vocabulary Review.
Apologize. Luke called Lucy to apologize after he made fun of her in front of the class. Automobile. The Ford Model T was the first popular automobile and was released in 1908. Engineer. Greg is studying to be an engineer because he likes to build machines. Insurance. The insurance company will pay to fix my car because someone hit me while I was at a stop sign. Partnership. The two companies have a strong partnership. They have created several products together. Cooperation. It's important for people to have cooperation if they want to do anything together.